Well, I just threw out, hey, where's KTRS radio located? And then it told me that there was a barbecue place nearby, which that did not really answer my question, unless there's a KTRS barbecue shack or something nearby.
I like the Who's Your Daddy one.
Well, we didn't do that on the air.
And the mom one.
Ask it. Do it. We'll go.
The I Love You one. That was good.
And but make sure you have it up to the microphone so people can hear it.
All right, hang on.
All right, this is Josh now. Playing with his phone.
This is great radio.
Yeah, this is good. Mm-hmm. It would be if you could hear what she's saying.
All right, hang on. All right, let's do this again.
Nobody's listening.
I love you.
That's nice. Can we get back to work now?
That's nice. Can we get back to work now? Very nice. All right. Well, Jose, what do you have for us, sir?
Working with Siri, you might have to phrase the question a little differently than if you and I were just talking. You kind of have to give it the subject of what you want and then the question to follow. So you might want to say KTRS location or KTRS radio
what's
location.
What's the fun in that?
Yeah. There's got to be a website out there where people have asked it just about everything under the sun, and we could go onto the website and see the stupid things that Siri said. Yeah.
Siri, what are you wearing? Stuff like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Plastic, obviously.
Sorry.
Plastic and glass.
Nielsen's top 10 websites for 2011.
Google. I bet Google is at the number one.
Google is number one. Who's number two?
YouTube.
No.
Yahoo? Facebook.
Facebook, number two.
Yeah!
Number
three. I
should
host a trivia show. Number three. Twitter.
Yahoo.
Oh, dang.
Number four.
YouTube.
Nope. MSN, Windows Live, Bing. The main page for MSN.
I don't like Bing.
All those search engines are up at the top.
Yeah. Yes.
Number five.
What's another search
engine? You just gave
I'll say YouTube.
YouTube is correct. Ring the bell. Number six. Microsoft.com. Number seven.
Is Fandango
AOL.
Tech support.
Fandango was
Did
not
you say AOL?
AOL Media Network.
People are still looking at AOL?
Well, AOL Instant Messenger.
Oh, okay. I didn't know people still use that.
Number eight was Wikipedia. Number nine was Apple. And number 10 was Ask the Search Network. It used to be Ask Jeeves.
Is that like Ask.com?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Seems the folks at Verizon Wireless have taken a page from the playbook of Netscape. Not Netscape.
Netflix.
Netflix. They decided that they were going to charge a $2 fee starting January 15th if you were someone who made a one-time payment on your debit or credit card to pay your bill. If you sent them a check, they weren't going to charge any money. And if you allowed them to just automatically drag the money out of your account, they were okay with that.
Now, wait a minute. If they're processing a check, that takes somebody physically has to do something with those checks. Why would they not charge for that?
Because they want to charge you $2 for doing your own online transactions. They just want to make more money.
Yeah, but that's all electronic. Nobody has to do anything with that. That doesn't make any sense.
Magically, the Verizon wireless users went, yeah, we're not paying you that money for that. Thank you very
much. I would think you could argue the other way. Like, hey, you know what? If you're going to still send us a paper check, somebody has to deal with that. We can charge you for that, but not for
actually, Bill, I've done it. My cable bill, my gas bill, my electric bill, you can pay those online with credit cards, but it's $2.50. But if I pay with a check, it's free.
Right. It's the whole ATM scam.
Through your bank
or
your
credit cards, they have to pay a fee.
Or do you go through a different
they charge doing it straight with a online check. That's free.
Huh.
So Bill thought that that having to process an actual check.
But I don't pay any extra fees for anything.
He's talking about if you mail in a check.
Right.
Then somebody has to accept
Somebody's got
to
open it. Somebody's got to. All right, whatever.
This all started when banks created ATMs because then they could get rid of tellers. And then once you got used to using the ATM, then you started having to charge $3 and $4 fees to get to your money.
What a mess.
LG has debuted the 84-inch ultra-definition television. It's going to be in the Consumer Electronics Show next month.
I love my LG. That's what my TV is.
It is called the 4K. And you might ask, what does the 4K stand for?
The older version was the Spoon A. Get it? 4K?
4K? That's pretty good.
Back to you, Jose.
Let it burn.
Siri, was that a funny joke?
1080 and 720 are the current vertical lines of resolution on high-definition sets. The 4K stands for 4,000 lines. This is the equivalent resolution that the top digital movie theaters are currently using.
Ooh.
This will also be 3D compliant.
You think they'll get rid of all the actual movies? It'll just be all digital at the movie theater? Or have they done that already?
Some of them are all digital.
Yeah. Does that make a difference?
Yes, I can tell. Because that film stuff, you see all that...
Well, then that would, then that would be an improvement. Then.
Yeah, digital's better. Yeah.
Didn't people used to have to, like, change those reels up in the projection?
Well, they would send you very small reels, and you'd have to splice them all together.
Yeah.
If you ever watched some of the old movies, they had that little circle that would pop up in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
That was the timing cue to tape the next piece and start the next event.
It just seems like a pain.
Well, I'm
somebody
sure it
got paid
pain.
To do it.
Yeah.
Google Plus has reached 62 million users. It's reported it's gaining 625,000 users a day.
Really?
At this rate, this time next year, it should have 300 million users. I don't know. I don't think so. I think Facebook's...
What is the point of it? I've seen it on my Gmail thing where you can join.
It's Google's equivalent to Facebook because they couldn't buy Facebook.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. Facebook's really all you need. Okay. If you need it at all.
Weren't you a MySpacer?
Yeah. So no, I don't have a MySpace account. I did when I was, you know.
Really?
Oh yeah, I was a lot younger. How old is the MySpace?
I have no idea. Yeah.
It doesn't exist.
Around?
MySpace is around, yeah.
Here's some of the things we're going to be talking about in 2012. iPhone 5's coming out. Second generation of Ultrabooks. These are notebooks that are less than an inch in thickness.
Wow.
The Mac Air, think of that one. Next generation gaming consoles. PS4, the Xbox 720, and the Wii U. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about Windows phones.
The PU.
Yes. We're going to talk about NFC ubiquity.
Oh. What's that?
I'm glad you asked.
What
the heck
are you
to...
saying? What are you talking about?
NFC ubiquity. The ability to pay for
things.
Tina,
you really should listen to the show.
I'm trying to understand what he's saying.
The ability for you to pay things with your smartphones.
Things that are coming up in 2012.
Well, you just wave it near the device and it takes the money out of your account.
That doesn't sound safe.
No, it doesn't sound safe at all.
What if you accidentally walk by a device and it sucks money out of your account?
And just spits out Cokes to everybody?
Mm.
Sounds fabulous.
Okay.
Windows 8, Google's coming out with an iPad killer. We're going to have glassless free 3D television. Apple's going to come out with ITV. We're going to dismiss, or at least you're going to hear a lot about SOPA, and that is the Stop Online Piracy Act.
I heard about that, yeah.
And you're going to, tablets are going to get a lot cheaper.
We're going to have flying cars, too?
No. Not in 12, anyway.
Now, we were talking earlier, Tina's still got one of those phones that have actual buttons on them.
It's a semi-smartphone?
Yeah.
Does it fold over on itself?
No. Oh, it's just little, and it's got, you know, it's all the buttons.
She just whacked it into a lamp here in the studio.
Oh, it's been through, you know what.
It's one of those ones that if you drop it,
it was run over by a car.
It's still okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I forgot it on my bumper.
Torturing that poor thing.
And drove, and I found it like a mile away in pieces.
So she said when it's time for her to get a new phone, are they still going to have phones with buttons on them?
Yes.
No, are they just going to have... talk plans? Are they just going to make you get
the
whole
plans?
Thing?
Likely what will happen in the next 12 to 18 months is they will price non-data plans to be equivalent or a little more expensive than data plans. It'll be advantageous for you to have a data plan.
Okay, I just won't use it then.
That's okay. You don't have to.
Okay.
So you have to pay more for less.
It happened when they converted from the analog phones to digital phones. You can still get an analog phone signal. But the rate that they want to charge you monthly is cost prohibitive. It's just easier to go to the digital signal.
Okay.
All right. If you have a question for Jose, here are the numbers. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS.
And that's 877.
One more rant.
5877.
Oh, one more. I'm sorry.
5877. 969-5877. Best Buy.
Yes.
They were on my list of naughty all last
list?
Year. Mm-hmm. And I didn't think they could really do anything worse than what they'd done previously. I was absolutely mistaken.
Uh-oh.
What they did is if you went on Black Friday and started buying things off of Best Buy's website, they took your credit card information, they took your phone number, and they sent you a confirmation that you bought this product.
Okay.
The Wednesday before Christmas, Best Buy came out and said, sorry, we're not going to be able to send all those things that we sold you out.
Uh-oh.
They oversold?
Like an airline. But here's the difference. They could have told you that they weren't going to hit that target.
Mm-hmm.
a week, 10 days, 15 days before they told you, so that you might have a chance to go out and buy something for Christmas,
right?
As opposed to, oh, by the way, we're not going to give it to you. A confirmation clearly is not a confirmation. You're not going to be getting it.
That's scary.
Oh, and thank you for giving us money. We appreciate holding on to it. We'll give it back to you later. Mm. So,
what about the people that didn't get their stuff? Did they get some kind of discount, or they get anything?
What, discount on air?
Well, no. Those people that didn't get their things, are they making it right?
I don't know what Best Buy's. How do you make it right? 2 days before Christmas, I tell you, the present you ordered on November's.
Oh, I understand that, but I'm saying, are they giving people a gift card? Or, I mean, anything? Are they just?
I don't know what they're doing, and if they are giving you a discount, I would strongly recommend you don't go back there. Mm-hmm. Why would you continue to shop at a company that would do that to you? I don't know.
That's like a reverse layaway. You pay all the money up front, and then you have to wait for the gift.
Right, exactly. And it doesn't come on time.
Mm-hmm. All right. So let's chat with Mark. Hello, Mark. Good afternoon.
Calling about those fees you have to Verizon was going to charge.
Yes, sir.
A couple things. I used to work at AT&T, and for you to pay your bill online, we had to charge a $5 fee. Another thing, if you go out to Riverport, the old Verizon, the amphitheater, I'm not sure what it is, every ticket is charged a parking fee. So even if you don't drive, even if you can't drive, like your kids and that, they're charged for parking. Everyone's getting in. And additionally, when you pay your a bill on the phone, like your mortgage or your charge cards, you're paying a $15 convenience fee to pay the bill over the phone. So why can't we, and how can we oppose that?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I've got the same thing. I don't have children, yet I pay property tax, which includes money for schools.
Oh, yeah, and that's understandable because you live in a good neighborhood probably and you're going to have kids someday. But going out to see a concert and you're taking your kids out, why would they? Should they be subject to, you know, the parking fee? But bottom line is, I agree about this outcry against Verizon. How can we oppose other companies that also charge us a fee, such as a credit card? Because we all have those.
You vote with your dollars. Bank of America decided last year that they were going to start charging a fee to use your ATM card.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone got up on arms and said, oh, no, you're not. Started taking their money and going somewhere else. So if there's a company doing something that you don't like, vote with your dollars and find a competitor.
Yep.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Thank you, Mark. All right. And I believe this is Todd. Hello, Todd. Happy New Year. Oh, Todd.
Quick shout out. Hello.
Hello, Todd. What's up?
No, I wanted to tell Dan the game's 2-2 right now.
Okay, you have to talk to Dan. What is going on here? KTRS, who's this? Is Todd?
This is Tom, T-O-M.
All right. Welcome to the best radio
show ever. It's just like having
Dan
here, isn't it?
It's like he's never left.
Frank, I had a question, Jose. I kind of like Best Buy. I don't work for them, but I bought a few things from them.
Okay.
And I would get them online and then pick them at the store, and then some things I've just gotten online. Who do you recommend, because I imagine you know more about purchasing electronics than anybody there, who's a good competitor to go to?
There are lots of places, none of which I'm going to recommend on the radio, Tom. If you want to send me an email, we can chat offline about it.
You recommended not Best Buy.
Yes.
So don't you think you're obliged to give us an alternative?
No, I don't.
You just say don't go there, but oh.
Well, I can say things like don't beat your children.
Okay.
I don't have to recommend a place that you treat your children well.
What's the alternative? Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
You're not a child expert, so.
Yeah, because the places are getting fewer and fewer without
Circuit
City and without the other one.
Best Buy seems to have a lock on the electronics business right now.
So, Tom, did you buy anything on Black Friday from Best Buy?
No, I got it all ahead of time.
And you can buy it at Walmart or Target or any of those places.
Lots
now.
Of places
Walmart,
you can go elsewhere.
Doesn't have all the things. And
I just build it yourself. That's what I do.
Target doesn't either.
Really? Okay.
No. I mean, Best Buy is, golly, they hired a lot of extra employees. You got quick service. And again, I don't work for them. I have no dog in this race, but I like to know who's a good competitor. In fact, there isn't a retail competitor to Best Buy.
All right.
Tom, if you get good service from them, then continue shopping there.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Right.
Have a good New Year.
You too. Happy New Year.
Starting to get tense there.
But if you're one of those people that got screwed on Black Friday.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't be going back.
I wouldn't be going back.
All right. Do I need to take this one?
Obviously, he wasn't ready for us.
Okay. And who was this? No, I'm sorry. I'm confused with the notes.
This guy's name is Todd, and he had a question about his desktop. Let's see if he's there.
All right. Todd, are you there? Todd, say hello to Jose.
Hello, Jose.
Hello, Todd.
When I start up my computer, my desktop, I've got two DVD drives, and the bottom one opens up every time I start the thing up.
Does it close again?
No.
Just opens.
Yeah, and then I have to close it manually.
It's weird. It's very weird. What operating system are you running, Todd?
XP.
You have Service Pack 3 installed?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That's very good. I don't know what to tell you.
And it's kind of sporadic. It doesn't do it every time, but right now, every time I fire it up, it opens up.
Does it affect the way that your computer does it affect the way the computer runs?
No, not at all.
Well, then who cares?
Just sticks its tongue out at him every time he turns it on.
Just punch it back in.
Huh. That's a new one, huh?
That's a new one for me. I will do some research. Have you got my email address here at the station?
Yes, I do, sir.
Send me an email with that information, and we'll see what we can find for you.
Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, Todd.
Happy New Year, guys.
Same to you.
Thanks
for
your help.
All right. And there you go. Jose, thanks for coming in, being a team player here
Thank
on
you.
A day off. The whole building is empty, but Jose came in to do his segment today. That's
Anything
true
I can
dedication
do to help you replace Frank on Fridays with Dan. Dan out of here, Frank out of here. I'm all about that. I'll come in and be Dan.
No, I would never. I'd never say that.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard that earlier.
All right. Thank you, Jose. Jose Hernandez. Tech questions brought to you by the good folks at Oric. 7 locations around the St. Louis area. Online at auric.com. Be back next Monday. All right, take a quick break. Something you want to talk about, we'll take your calls. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. It is a makeshift version of the large morning show in the afternoon here. Peon's gone, Dan Strauss is gone, Frank's gone, but Bill and Tina and Josh is in here as well. So we'll hang out with you till 6 o'clock. Back with more on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
Joining us is MSNBC political honcho Chris Matthews, the host of Hardball.
Weekday mornings at 6.
He's out with a brand new book, Jack Kennedy, Elusive Hero.
The Big 550.
His one great flaw was women.
Yeah, the girls thing, he would never have been able to get away with acting the way he did. The people covered for him. Jackie put up with it. And he had different levels of relationships, some serious. He was going out with people who were keeping the secrets for him.
KTRS. Interstate batteries are preferred 5-to-1 by auto technicians. So, choose the car battery that experts choose. Find your local dealer at interstatebatteries.com.
The Apple Advantage. The Apple Advantage.
Get your best vacation experience with the Apple Advantage. Incredible prices and unbelievable values are yours to be had during the Apple Vacations Great Winter Event. 3 nights at Grand Palladium Punta Cana Resort and Spa start from only $899.99. Or make it 4 nights of unlimited luxury at Dreams Punta Cana Resort and Spa starting from just $1,159.99. Both trips include round-trip air, all meals, drinks, and more. Plus, with Apple Vacations, round-trip resort transfers are always included. Call Great Southern Travel at 314-432-6020 to book your trip today. That's Great Southern Travel, 314-432-6020. Prices per person based on double occupancy and air on Frontier for select dates. $2.50 per segment, September 11 security fee and other taxes and fees up to $152 not included. Restrictions apply. Check bag fees may apply per bag. Please see air carrier's website for baggage charges.
Make your vacation special.
Get to a better place. Homeowners, you've heard the news. Interest rates hit 50-year lows. I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. Our rates and APRs are now in the threes. That's right, the threes. Now is the time to save money or pay your home off faster. Make the smart financial decision. Join the thousands of homeowners who have already jumped on this opportunity. But you must act now. Call American Equity Mortgage at 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999. Don't wait. With rates and APRs in the threes, there's never been a better time to start saving. Call now. 314-878-9999. 314-878-9999. $298.99 or visit AmericanEquity.com. We'll get you to a
better place. American Equity Mortgage. NMLS number 1899, Equal Housing Lender. For rates and APRs in the threes, call now, 314-878-9999.
Caring for the patient and family experiencing a terminal illness is traumatic. It takes its toll, but Pathways Community Hospice can help. At Pathways, emphasis is placed on improving the quality of life through compassionate support and care. Pathways enables patients to live as fully and comfortably as possible by ministering to their physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs, as well as to the needs of their loved ones. Pathways' team of highly qualified caring professionals knows the special needs of the patient and family. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to listen, support, and help both patient and family through the most difficult times. Pathways Community Hospice, enhancing the quality of life with skilled hands and loving hearts. 636-733-7399. Pathways Community Hospice, 636-733-7399.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Do green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Sure, both protect and moisturize your lips, but which is a better kiss? Try it, decide, and tell them at facebook.com/chapstick.
Introducing Progressive's exclusive Snapshot Discount, a program that tracks your good driving and rewards it with discounts. Find out more at progressive.com.
It is a large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you get the day off, unlike us in here, slaving away over the hot control board here at the Big 550. A lot of folks are at there's no traffic today, no news. It's kind of a down and boring day here at the Big 550. But we're here nonetheless, and I hope you folks are having a good one. Now, I don't know if you knew this, Josh. I started over the weekend. My first trivia show was Saturday night.
Oh.
Thank you very much. And so it went well. Thanks. And on Saturday, we did a little montage because it was New Year's Eve of things that had happened in the year 2011. And a lot of things you forget about. And so what I thought we would do here is replay that montage. And so sit back, relax, turn up the radio. And you know, some of these are not so good things. Some are, you know, just interesting things. There's some clips of, you know, people that we lost in 2011. Kind of interesting. Hope you enjoy it. It's about 5 minutes long. So here we go. A little look back at the year 2011.
Tonight, Japan is quite literally shaken to its core. At 2:45 p.m. local time, the biggest earthquake in the country's history struck 80 miles off the nation's northeast coast. It triggered a huge tsunami which swept several miles inland, sweeping away everything in its path.
I've made my living as a writer for 70 years now. Been pretty good.
After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.
The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
I have never sexually harassed anyone.
Actor Peter Falk died today at the age of 83. We knew him best as Columbo in The Raincoat, the detective with the sharp mind and the rumpled clothes.
7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1,
0, and liftoff, the final liftoff of Atlantis on the shoulders of the space shuttle. America will continue the dream.
Program Houston.
Roger, roll, Atlantis.
Houston now controlling the flight of Atlantis. The space shuttle spreads its wings one final time for the start of a sentimental...
First, though, let's get right to Al. He is in Joplin, Missouri. Al, what's the latest?
That St. John's Hospital completely devastated.
It is the death of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-il.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Everybody else has opened the airport in front of him, and he...
Oh, here we go.
Trouble contact and a huge crash. Up in turn number two. Oh, multiple cars involved. Oh, my. Looks like Dan Weldon may be involved in it.
Amy Winehouse has left her London home for the last time. Shocked fans and the world's media are gathered on her street in Camden, already leaving floral tributes.
I, William Arthur Philip Louis.
Take thee, Catherine Elizabeth.
Take thee, Catherine Elizabeth.
To my wedded wife.
To my wedded wife.
And even though Lambert Field was under a tornado watch, no one expected a powerful twister to barrel down a runway and slam into the historic airport. Enormous windows shattered, sending glass flying into Lambert's main terminal.
Have you ever thought of what you wanted on your tombstone?
Here lies Elizabeth. She hated being called Liz.
Hello!
Hello.
Hi, Uncle Leo.
The Egyptian president, Hosni Mubarak, has finally stepped down and handed power to the military, according to the country's vice president.
Are able to report, unfortunately, that Apple is confirming that Steve Jobs has passed away after a battle with pancreatic cancer.
There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds.
That's exactly what I was talking about. The category tonight, top 10 questions to ask yourself before tweeting a photo of your deal. Here we go, number 10. Is this my best side? Number 9. Will this get me more followers? Number 8. Should I put it on Facebook instead? Number 7. Do I have a last name that would make this especially embarrassing? Number 6. Would it be more personal to fax everyone photos of my deal? Number 5. What's the point if James Arness is no longer alive to see it? Number 4. Is there a better way to show people I'm Jewish? Number 3. What would Brett Favre do? Number 2. Isn't this what Twitter's for? And the number 1 question to ask yourself before tweeting a photo of your deal? What could possibly go wrong?
I'm getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
I've heard from the military commander of Libya's government that Gaddafi is indeed dead.
Today I've come to speak to you about the end of the war in Iraq.
What a field day for the heat. Thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
The job, as everybody knows, is a great place to manage, and the team is very solid, so I feel really good about leaving. And
I'm by winning. I win here and I win there.
Into your life it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going. You better stop. What's that sound?
There you go. A look back at 2011.
Good job.
Thanks. Kind of a crappy year, but I hope it was good for you. And if not, here's hoping 2012 is a good year. And if you want to hear that again or you want to share it with anybody, it's on BillRadio.com right there on the front page.
So far, it's been great.
No, I meant 2011.
2012.
2012, yeah. I mean, really haven't had... You know what? That Japan had an earthquake like New Year's Day.
No, I didn't know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, welcome to 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. Dawn Meadows-Dixon is going to join us. She's still up in... Ohio, right?
No, I think she's back.
She's back home. Like I said, she's back home now, and she'll be on with us today. She'll have a, not a movie review, I guess she's going to give us her top 10 favorite films of the year 2011. So we will do that. Back in a few, it's the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS.
The McGraw Show.
Joining us is MSNBC political honcho Chris Matthews.
McGraw, thanks for having me on.
Weekday mornings at 6.
He's out with a brand new book, Jack Kennedy, Elusive Hero.
The Big 550.
His one great flaw was women.
His bad health and women. I think his bad health was probably a bigger problem at that point because he had had... the terrible back problems. He had last rights at 47, 51, 54. Last rights three times by his early 30s.
KTRS.
Are you someone who takes a multivitamin? Do your friends take it and talk about the benefits? Maybe a doctor has recommended that now it's time for you to take a multivitamin. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for a new multivitamin you should know about. It's called NeoVitan and is a blend of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants that will give you countless health benefits. NeoVitan has been developed by a local physician and it contains antioxidants which are believed to promote defenses against free radicals. Sensible doses of 20 different essential vitamins and minerals. It's called NeoVitan, and people who are taking it absolutely love it. I have been taking it now for the last couple of weeks, and there is an extra spring in my step thanks to NeoVitan. To find out more, go to NeoVitan.com. That's NeoVitan.com. Also available at Deerberg's Pharmacy in Edwardsville and the Schnucks Culinary Area in downtown St. Louis. To find out more, NeoVitan.com. That's NeoVitan.com.
For everything electrical, you ought to see the friendly experts at Metro Electric Supply. Since 1967, they've been helping folks with their electrical needs, like switches, energy-saving dimmers, regular and specialty bulbs, breakers, new panels or panel upgrades, replacement parts, and much, much more at an affordable price and with assistance from people who know what they're doing. What a concept. For quality service and expert advice, visit any of their 7 convenient locations and experience the Metro Electric Supply difference. For the location nearest you, visit MetroElectricSupply.com. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, Check Into Cash will help you buy it back and you'll save money. Hurry into Check Into Cash. Pro Nutrients is a new line of 3 select supplements from the makers of Centrum. Help make nutrition possible with Pro Nutrients.
A lot of people took the day off today, but well, for example, Eon the Peon didn't come in today.
Nope.
Dan Strauss, not here today.
Nope.
Josh, or any of the other regulars, they were all
Frank
off today,
Opinion.
Right?
Yeah, no.
I'm Bill, I'm here. Tina Dalpiez, she's here. Got Josh over there. Some people came in to work today.
Yeah.
This lady here, she's doing her job. Dedicated. It's Dawn Meadows-Dixon, and she is brought to you by the good folks at the Tool Belt Team. I really should have given a call to the Tool Belt team yesterday while I was in my home trying to hang new curtain rods at the Cleveland Mansion. And, wow, what a rough afternoon that was. I should have known. The ToolBeltTeam.com is the website. Perfect for stuff like that. Great handyman service. The ToolBeltTeam.com. Here we go, everybody. Say good Happy New Year, I guess, to Dawn Meadows-Dixon. Hello, Dawn.
Hello, everyone.
Hi,
Happy
Dawn.
New Year.
Happy New Year. How you doing?
So we are working today while the rest of them are enjoying this first day of the new year, second day of the new year.
That's right.
Yeah, that's all right.
Well, I thought I'd talk about my picks of the year because as far as Hollywood is concerned, the box office is down. It's like the worst year in 16 years.
Wow.
But and what people went to see over the holidays is not necessarily what's up for Academy Award nomination or any of the other awards. Mission Impossible did fairly well. Did anybody see that?
Nope.
No, nobody, no takers on that one. Sherlock Holmes, which the critics didn't really like, but apparently the box office started ringing for that one. I think Tintin did fairly well. But as far as with the critics and, like, my favorite 10 of the year, it's not necessarily what people are going to see, but I'm going to throw them out there. If any of you have seen them, you know, and you've got an opinion, throw it, you know, say something. War Horse, I really like that one, and I actually went to see it again this weekend with my family because I thought it was such a film that, you know, you could take a preteen or a teen, not a little kid is going to like it, but it's made by Disney. It's Steven Spielberg. It's based on a novel. Did anyone see
not yet.
War Horse?
Is this mm-hmm. your favorite of the year? Or are you
These
starting
are my top 10, yes.
Not in any
no
order?
No particular order?
Not in a particular order. I should probably say The Descendants is my favorite, and mm-hmm. I know that some people like it, some people don't.
I really liked it.
You did.
I did.
Okay, Tina. And I actually saw that again with my family this weekend, too. What's difficult about being a critic is I have to see it for, you know, work, and as soon as it comes out, which is really kind of fun. And then if I like it, I try to get everybody else to see it, and I see it again. The Descendants was one that I welcomed seeing again, loved it the second time, thought George Clooney was phenomenal, saw War Horse again, liked it. I would say War Horse, The Descendants, and The Artist are my top three. A lot of people, you know, War Horse was in their top 10, but to me, I thought it's a beautiful film. It takes place during World War I, done by Steven Spielberg, who is a genius amongst us. I thought it was great. The Artist is a silent film, and I don't know how this is going to play, you know, box office. It's not doing as well. It'll probably go wide here in the next week or so.
We actually,
when you tell people go see a silent film, they're not jumping to spend money to do that.
We actually have a clip of the silent film. Here it is.
Frank
it's
did,
pretty good.
You know, he played that clip, and it plays so well the second time.
Pretty good.
Really,
oh, he did that.
Good
he
job.
Did that dumb
did?
Bit.
Oh,
I'm
oh,
sorry.
I didn't
listening.
That. But I will
Tina
go see it.
Tina wasn't listening either.
I'll go see it when it comes to a regular
And I got to say, I think The Artist is probably going to win the Academy Award this year because it's a film about the industry. It's about
Those
how they went
win.
From silent films to talking films, and it's done so beautifully with no words at all. It's got a John Goodman in it. It's a really well done film, black and white, and I think Hollywood loves to pat itself on its back and say, yeah, this is how far we've come, and let's give it an award. So I have a feeling that's going to win.
So far,
but going
I've seen
down
nothing.
My list,
on
Midnight
list.
In Paris, Woody Allen, it would be probably my fourth. The Help, Win-Win, Tree of Life. Now that was the one with Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Talking about just, and I don't know if anybody saw that one.
It's a weird one.
I think that was the one that only you liked.
Yeah.
No, it's in a lot of top 10 lists, but it's a film about life from birth to death, and it flashes back and forth. It's very artistic, but really well done.
Eight
and
hours
I
long.
Think Brad Pitt does a great job in this film. Actually, I think he's better in that film than Moneyball. Everybody loves Moneyball. It's not in my top 10. Just didn't work for me. The wow. Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
You
really
saw it?
Really tough film to watch, but it's in my top 10.
Cool.
What, I'm sorry. I'm you know me. I don't watch any movies. What was that about, the Dragon Tattoo?
Okay, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is based on the novels, and I know Tina read the first time. I'm curious to see if she saw the film.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. I really
and
liked it.
And did you
it.
Love it?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Is it as good as the book?
I think so.
But what's it about? I don't know what it's about.
Okay. Well, it's about a guy who is trying to uncover a mystery of these women that have been missing. This woman has been missing. And so he hires this computer hacker, a young woman, who's very odd looking, has tattoos all over, to help him try to uncover this mystery of the death of this woman.
It's
and really,
like
the books are all based on violence against women. They were written by a Swedish guy who died before he knew that these books were going to become famous. And this is based on the first book of, I believe there's 3 books, 4 movies.
I think so.
Yeah, this is the first English movie. So this is the English attempt. The rest have had subtitles, and they've done fairly well. I think this is going to do very well at the Academy Awards.
Can
and
you
it's
go
in my
and,
top 10. It's in a lot of people's top 10. Hard film to watch because There's a scene in there that is very difficult to watch. I don't like to give away too much on a film, but this is a very dark movie. So this is not necessarily a date film, would you say,
see,
Tina?
Can you go and see these and not have read the book?
Oh, yeah.
That's okay.
Oh, sure.
Bill, have
yeah,
you ever seen...
I did read the book, and I thoroughly appreciated it and enjoyed it. Yeah.
Hey, Dawn, hang on a second.
And this is the Ryan Gosling film. This is the one that George Clooney is being nominated for producing. And then Drive, once again, Ryan Gosling. He's like the man of the year, really. He and George Clooney, I would say. So that kind of rounds out my top ten. And if I was to add another one in there as a comedy, Bridesmaids, just loved that movie, thought it was so well done. Kristen Wiig directed it, helped write it, and really a fun film. Just
wait a
minute. Way Hangover 2 to me.
Where the
it's
heck?
Really a well-done film.
She doesn't stop. Where's the Muppet movie, for God's sakes?
Oh, okay. Now, the Muppet movie, if I was to go to number 12...
12?
I would add...
I thought that was...
I tell you, the Muppet movie, as far as a family film, you know, well done, can take the kids, you're singing the songs afterwards. I have to agree with you, Bill. I wasn't sure, but I love the Muppet movie. I really do. But from an artistic point of view, some of these other films, I think, probably have a little bit more depth, but I absolutely enjoyed watching the Muppet
movie. What about
50-50? We highly recommend it.
She's going the, snooty critic route here. With
I know. I'm not going to be... No, 50-50, I loved, but... Did you liked it, Tina?
I did.
You would put it in a top ten. It's in a lot of top ten lists.
What about Harry Potter?
Harry Potter, I love. You know, not everything can win, right? If you're narrowing it down to ten, it's so funny. You should see my top ten list. I have scratch outs, and then I've got arrows, trying to decide what do I
arrows.
Think that I thought really rose to the top. Harry Potter, and I was not a big Harry Potter fan, didn't read the books, and I still enjoyed the last one. And now my kids have since read the books, and they've seen every one of the films. I think it was well done. I think it's going to get a lot of Academy Award, especially for some of the supporting actor roles and the way it was shot. The special effects are going to get, it's going to get a lot of recognition. Probably one that's on my list that's not on a lot of other lists, Win-Win, which was the wrestling story that was, it was kind of a surprise hit. It was early in the year. I just loved it. I know Frank saw it and didn't like it, but I've got that on my top 10. Many of mine are, you know, I share with other people, but it's funny when you look at critics, it's so subjective. You've got some people who have certain films on there, and then they'll say, you got to be kidding me, that's not on my top 10. But I would say that most people, they've got The Descendants and The Artist in their top five, and probably War Horse and Midnight in Paris somewhere in there. And when you look at it, the best picture is either going to be The Artist or The Descendants. It's really a horse race between those two films, I think.
What about Nicolas Cage? Was he in any of the movies that are on your list?
I don't believe so.
No, I don't
Are you a big
so.
Nicolas Cage fan?
No. I hate him.
Nicolas Cage, you know, he had his time, and I hate to say it, I think it's past, maybe.
I agree.
The guy is just goofy, and I don't know where, you know, usually if he's in a film, it's the kiss of death right now.
Yeah. Is Nicolas Cage in any movies? Why? Because I hate him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, let me ask you, why do you think that the box office as a whole was down so much? And you said, the lowest point in like 16
in
years?
16 years.
That just seems incredible, because it just seems like now people are staying home. They're maybe not traveling as much. You would think that people would be going to the movies now more than in previous times.
Plus, those 3D movies cost like
that could be.
$20 to get in.
You know, I think that, Josh, you could be right there. It's... 3D, people are picking and choosing. They're saying, if I'm going to see a 3D movie, then it's going to be a good one. And I'm not going to spend the money for it. And so they've put so much money into these big films. I think they're really going to have to look and see, is this worthy of 3D? Are people going to go out and see it? One that is worthy of 3D, and I know Dan didn't like it, is Hugo. Hugo is true 3D. Martin Scorsese directed it. That's worth your dollar, but some of these others, you know, you go and you pay the extra money and you're saying, why why did I just do this?
I hate the 3D movies. I walk out of the movie theater, my head is just spinning from those glasses. I can't sit through those.
Well, it makes a lot of people dizzy, so I think that probably did it. It surprises me because usually in tough economic times, the box office is up. So the fact it's down, I think you could be onto something with the 3D. Just too expensive. People are having to say, well, I can't go to the movies. I'm going to pick the ones that I really want to see and then spend my money there. But I do think, as far as this year end, we've got a couple of really quality films. I think The Descendants is one of the best films that I've seen in a long time. The Artist, talk about creativity and what they took the courage to make a film like that. And really, War Horse, Hugo. You know, there is stuff out there for the family, which I love, because oftentimes you can't take the family. Now, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, you've always got one edgy film out there. That's not one you're going to take the family to. It's not for everybody.
Oh, no.
You know, but boy, what a powerful film.
Yeah, it was like Silence of the Lambs meets Seven.
Right. That is exactly what it is.
It was really heavy R, too. I was kind of like,
oh, it's a heavy, heavy R. And, you know, they push the limits so often. I mean, there was a point during a couple of the scenes where, I think I mentioned this before, if I didn't have to be there, I might have just said, you know, I'm going to walk out for, I mean, it takes you to a place that you don't want to go. But I think a good film can do that. And have a there's a purpose for it, and I think there is a purpose for it in this film. Very well done, well acted. So, you know, are people going to spend the money? You know, if they think it's worth it, they're going to. But obviously, they're being very careful what they spend their money on. Mission Impossible, you know, Tom Cruise can still pull him in. He's jumping from that building. He does his own stunts. And I think the fact that they got that publicity machine out there, people went and saw it.
Well, it's like a no-brainer.
Yeah.
It is a no-brainer. Yeah. You sit there. It's like a, I said to someone, it's like a universal ride.
Yeah.
You know,
hey,
you really feel like you're on the building with them. Sometimes we need a no-brainer.
Yeah. All right, Don, we got to run.
Okay, good to talk to you. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year. You take care. We'll talk to you one day this week.